This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services for you. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, 24th of October, 67 degrees. Not going to be moving much temperature-wise today, as we're expecting a high of only 3 degrees warmer, near 69 before it's all said and done. But rain seems to be a certainty, which I think will bring a smile to most here. And we are very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Tricia Fullerton of the Emporia Farmers Market. The end of the outdoor season is near. Tricia, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, glad to have you in here today, Tricia. I was going to ask to kind of get started here, because obviously Saturday is the day to wrap things up. Kind of what's going through your mind here as you get to the end of the regular season and you look ahead to the winter market?
Yeah, we're really excited. It's kind of a fun time of year. You see the end of the great produce that we have, but, you know, several of those things move indoors. So some people may not realize that, but we tend to have some produce available through a good part of the winter as well. So it's always a fun time when we hit the end of the outdoor season. We'll have a vendor costume contest. You can vote for your favorite vendor costume, and they get a gift card. The winner of that gets a gift card. So there will be some samples, just a lot of fun going on at the last outdoor market.
All right, so you're going to have some pretty good vendor numbers, do you think, here this weekend? And how's the season been so far?
We've actually had an excellent season. Our numbers of customers have been up. From what we can tell, our sales have been up this year. So I think people are really realizing what a great venue we have at the farmers market. And they're coming out and supporting local farmers, local artists, just everything local Emporia. And it's really becoming a great venue for people to come and visit.
What type of produce can people expect at the market coming up here on Saturday?
We've had a lot of vendors, and we have some of the best fall things that you can get. We've had some pumpkins, very different varieties, some wonderful things there. We have still had a few watermelon and cantaloupe. I picked up the cantaloupe last weekend. We've still had tomatoes at the market. We have a lot of fall squash. We have zucchini. We have butternut squash. We have spaghetti squash. There are so many great things that you can still get at the farmer's market, and we also have a lot of leafy greens. Different lettuce varieties. It's really been a great time to be at the market.
All right, so the outdoor market wraps up the season here this Saturday morning, beginning at 8 at the Farmers Market parking lot at 7th and Commercial. It's going to be a lot of fun happening this Saturday. And as Tricia mentioned, gearing up for the winter market. We'll hit that in just a couple of minutes here. But first, we want to talk about something that is an annual event, an annual fundraiser for the farmers market, and that is Soupapalooza. And when and where is that, Tricia?
So Soupapalooza will be on November 7th, which is Election Day, so you can go out and vote, and then you can come and enjoy a great bowl of soup for the afternoon, or you can take it with you back to your workplace. November 7th, and that is at the Anderson Building. We will start at 11 a.m., and we will be there for a dine-in option until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But you can continue to come in when you get off work. We'll be there until about 6 o'clock, serving soup that you can take home with you and have for dinner.
Boy, that sounds good.
Sounds tasty to me.
Sounds good.
It's great.
The list of soups ready to go?
It is. We're going to have some traditional that we've been having. We'll have sausage and potato, which seems to really be a favorite of everyone. It's such a great option. We have creamy tomato, which is a vegetarian option. We also have chicken tortellini, and we will have the beefy vegetable that we always have. And this year, we're going to start adding a special dine-in option, so you'll have an extra choice if you get to come in and dine in with us. This year looks like that's going to be ham and beans. So if it's a cool day, that will be a wonderful thing to come in and enjoy.
Yeah, so dine-in carry-out at Soupapalooza coming up November 7th at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. And that is a big fundraiser for you, isn't it?
That is actually our main fundraiser that we have for the year. So it's really something that's important to us, and it's a great opportunity to come out and support your local farmers market and also get to enjoy just some great food. So many of the ingredients have been prepared from our vendors. They've been canning tomatoes, doing some different things like that, getting stuff prepped and ready to go for the farmers market Soupapalooza. And don't forget, when you come in and join us, whether you're coming in to get some soup to carry out or dining with us, we will have a silent auction as well. And we started featuring a lot of vendor options at the silent auction last year, and that seemed to go over very well with our attendees. So we're going to continue that this year, and we'll have some different options for decorations and things that you can have for each season, as well as some food options. And Chad the Bread Man is going to be providing some things, so that's always exciting.
Outstanding. Can you get your tickets now?
We will just have that available at the door. All you've got to do is just come in and get your soup. You don't even have to purchase ahead of time.
Okay, sounds good. And there's always some great desserts, if memory serves me correctly, that are there.
There are, and that also comes from our vendors and from volunteers. We will have homemade cakes and cookies all there. So when you're dining in, it's going to be $8 to have your soup, your dessert, your drink. And then if you're carrying out, it's going to be $7 for a carry-out pint of soup.
Mm. And let's talk about the Winter's Farmers Market. When does that start? And you will be at Waters again, I guess, huh?
We will. They've been so gracious to let us come in there and do that, and they do such a wonderful setup for us. We couldn't ask for anything better. And it puts us on a different side of town, so it's also kind of fun that we can be in different areas to provide things. And that will start the Saturday before Soupapalooza on November the 4th. We'll go right from outdoors to indoors. And the hours are a little different for that. We will be there from 10 a.m. to noon at Waters Hardware.
Now, is that twice a month again?
Correct. That will be on the first and third Saturdays of the month.
Okay. Sounds good. If case people would like to be vendors, how do they do that here for the winter market now that we're switching from regular to winter seasons?
Yeah, and it's a great time to come in and join us if you have some things that you like to offer for the holidays. So if you want to come in and join us, try out some things at an indoor market, you can do that. You can contact us. There's our phone number on our website, and you can go to that, or you can message us on Facebook and just talk to us, send us an email, let us know what you would like to do, and we will get back to you on that.
All right, so a big finish to the Outdoor Farmers Market coming up this Saturday starting at 8 o'clock downtown Emporia at the Farmers Market parking lot at 7th and Merchant, and the winter markets to follow in Soupapalooza at the Anderson Building on November 7th. Tricia, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you guys meeting with us today.
You betcha. Good to talk to you. Tricia Fullerton, who is the director of the Emporia Farmers Market, with us here this morning.
And if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we only have the Fridays open this week, but we are wide open next week. So let us know what you like. 620-342-1400. You can also email us, kvwe@kvwe.com, and get on the schedule that way. Tomorrow we'll have Gene Graber and Dee Schwinn joining us as we talk about the upcoming Friends of the Library book sale, November 4th through the 9th.
And we do have Monday's 7:15 primetime newsmaker booked.
Oh, you do have a claim? Okay.
That will be the 30th, as we'll be chatting with Jamie Dakin,
ooh,
Walnut School, the final.
The swan song.
For the Walnut Turkey Day Dash coming up this Thanksgiving. So we'll talk with Jamie about that Monday morning on our primetime newsmaker right here. And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. 727, 67 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Save on Yokohama tires the entire month of October. Get rebates of $70 to $100.